Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You know this as well as I do, that there's no guarantee that doing the right thing or fighting for a just cause will win anyone praise or affirmation. We live in a world where you're often damned if you do or damned if you don't, where no good deed goes unpunished, and the nice guys and girls are said to finish last. You know, advocating for that which needs to change, confronting abuse or injustice, speaking truth, even when it's spoken in love, can get a person into a heap of trouble. Now, while there are certainly times when truth and goodwill win out, when a person challenges a system that's been in place for a long time or confronts a situation that's harmful but accepted as normal or objects to a process that keeps the peace at the cost of the dignity of others, the prospect, just the mere prospect of change, can produce blowback. Even the most well-intentioned and careful prophets can find themselves in the crosshairs of others facing persecution. You know, it's a well-known reality in ancient Israel that the prophets of God advocating for change so often were the objects of persecution. You know, Jesus himself referred to Jerusalem, as you may remember, the city that kills the prophets. We have plenty of examples of prophets, contemporary prophets, present-day prophets, truth-tellers advocating for a more just and equitable world who have been maligned, persecuted, have even lost their lives. If someone's called by God to speak truth in a world where convenient lies and unjust practices frame daily life, the cost can be painfully high. As followers of Jesus, we should know that the cost of doing good in the world can ultimately be the cross. However, while persecution may be the worldly reward for trying to speak and act and think rightly, Jesus said the eternal reward for living and advocating for life as God wants it to be lived is great. Jesus was clear, those who choose to spend and expend their lives working for peace and justice and dignity for all will be inheritors of the kingdom of heaven and God's blessing. They will take their place in a long and distinguished line of faithful prophets who experience persecution in life and eternal glory beyond death. So, just the question for today, what is something that you know in your bones needs to be done or changed for good? What's a change that you know needs to happen in the world as you see it? And then in terms of practice, I want you to think about an issue in your community, whatever community that might be, that you perceive as unjust or fair. And even if you're not going to send it in, begin to draft a letter today, just even notes in that journal that you're keeping, begin to draft a letter to the editor of your local news outlet. What should you say? What tone should the letter take? Write it. Write about that issue that you think is unjust or fair. Pray about it after you've written it. And at the end of the day, decide, is it something you would consider sending it? If it is, then send it away after editing it, possibly a little bit more. If not, just tuck it away somewhere where you can see it sometime in the future. So let's pray. Lord God, we really don't want to walk into the world looking for abuses or injustices to address. And championing truth and righteousness are not primary causes in our life so much of the time. And we're not looking for a fight, even if one needs to be had for the welfare of others and the good of the world. There's this reluctance, Lord, to do much of this. And I think our reluctance is fueled in part by our ignorance of what good, right, and just is. It can be wildly presumptuous and, frankly, annoyingly self-righteous, Lord, to assume that we can be the arbiters of that which is right. But the truth is, we know when something is wrong. And we suspect our reluctance to speak has something to do with a lack of courage or a faltering will or a hesitation to upset the status quo. So Lord, we ask you to help us to know when to speak up and when to be silent, when to step forward and when to step back, when to remain in place and when to be prophetic. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.